To get it? Yeah. All right, thanks. You know, you just, if God gives you something to do, then he'll give you grace. But she told me, quit apologizing. So I'll apologize now before I start, and also for the other time. But I was we were working with some pastors down in central Nebraska, and this one guy, and I was with another pastor, and he's going to confess a sin. I said, well, I think I'll take a walk. You guys can handle it. And I come back, and he told me what his great problem was, that he felt so inadequate. And I just started laughing, busted out laughing. That's the way it is. We just feel inadequate for what we're doing. Now, I guess if we felt adequate, then we'd be full of pride, which is another problem we have. Okay, we're going to go back. I think I might be able to get this done today, hopefully. And we're up to, I think, chapter, the ninth one, 8:22. And assuming most of us know the context in a lot of these things going on. Chapter 8, the persecution begins. Saul is killing people all over the place, Christians, but the gospel was spread through the persecution and all of that. And then you come up to 8:22, and he runs into a guy that supposedly gets saved, Simon. And let's see what happens. Father, I thank you that I am inadequate and weak, and you tell us not to have any confidence in the flesh. And without you, we can do nothing. And you tell us all these things. And sometimes we forget. And we think we can do something without prayer. We think we can have church without prayer. We can raise a family without prayer. And all we do is what this statement is. We have failure. And so help us to grab a hold of at least one thing, every message that we can use in our life. And also, Father, I ask that there would be such a power of the Spirit of God to rebuke Satan from this place and rebuke the devil out of any of our hearts, out of any area of our life he may have control. So we resist all the power of the enemy and overcome by the power of the blood and lamb. And you all pray with me on this area that Satan would be bound and cast out any demons in Jesus' name. We thank you now, Father, for the victory. Thank you that we overcome by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you now for your word, and I just pray that your word would accomplish that which you please in our lives.
You know, you just,
in Jesus' name, amen.
If God gives you something to do, then you give you grace.
But people are getting saved, and supposedly this guy gets saved.
So I'll apologize now for his
And also for the other time. But Peter just lays him out.
We were working with some pastors
because he wanted to buy the Holy Spirit.
He's seen the power of the Holy Spirit there, and he wants to buy it.
And Peter
basically lays him out and says,
thou, 21, thou hast neither part.
And he told me, what in this matter,
for thy heart is not right in the sight of God.
Repent, therefore, this thy wickedness, and pray God that perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee.
For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness,
and in the bond of iniquity,
which is another.
Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me,
that
none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
I might be able to get this done today.
I don't know how it turned out, but it didn't seem like he was saved.
The ninth one,
unsaved Christians, professing Christians. Somebody, I heard a preacher one time preach a message on professing Christians in hell. But they're self-centered.
A lot of these,
and that's
a
work of the flesh. And so until you get saved, we are always focused on ourselves. And of course, we're concerned about ourselves.
But our focus should be
killing people
on the Lord.
All over the place,
and all kinds of things happen.
The gospel was spread
in our
persecution,
churches or whatever, Christian lives.
One thing, you just watch for scriptures.
Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing.
And he runs into a guy that supposedly gets saved.
The one guy that I mentioned that actually I was instrumental in putting him in as an elder.
I thank you that I am inadequate.
I went to him and I said, are you qualified to be an elder?
He said, no.
Would you step down
in the flesh?
I got another brother with me.
We can do nothing.
We talked to him.
Are you qualified to be an elder?
No.
Sometimes we
forget. Step down.
We think we can do something
without
prayer.
I made a mistake.
We think we can have church without prayer. We can raise.
I didn't go back to all
prayer.
My men,
and all
which
we
is usually the way I carried
what
on.
The statement is,
I thought, well, I'll try to work with them.
And so
you men should gather together regularly.
Every message
I was just talking to Brandon about this. This is what I've done with my men.
Also, Father, ask that
pray on everything,
that there be such a power of the Spirit of God to rebuke Satan.
Oh, we had
from
problems
this place,
year,
and
then he went down.
The devil
and started
out of any
else.
Of our
but
hearts.
I saw him later on,
out of any area of our life.
Later,
may have control.
And I met him at a hamburger
so
place.
We resist all
said,
the power
remember,
of the enemy, and overcome
when you said,
by the power of the
you
blood.
You are not qualified,
and you all pray
I mean,
with
his own
me
son
on this area that Satan will be bound and cast out any demons.
Oh yeah,
in Jesus' name.
There's a reason. There's a reason God's given us these guidelines.
We thank you, Father, for the victory. Thank you that we overcome by the power of the blood.
A lot of failure.
Thank you now.
So
let's see if there's anything in here.
The word would accomplish that which you please
on this area with this guy.
Lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Did he repent?
So 8:22.
But revival starts
people
and
getting
things right with God and
this guy gets saved.
Starts with repentance and confession.
Sometimes we got to be
Peter
desperate.
Just lays them out.
Out of our revival, the evangelist got
invitations because he wanted to buy the Holy
all
Spirit,
over, but he wouldn't go
he's
anywhere.
The power of the Holy Spirit
and
there.
Unless
and
two things,
it,
they were
Peter,
desperate, and then they would have me go in.
Basically,
and
that's how
lays
I got
them
to
out. And
around
says, thou, 21, thou hast neither part.
God meets us
lot
when we're
in this matter.
And
when
we were praying
for revival,
right
I was praying
to
God.
I knew
I needed therefore this, thy wickedness,
and pray God if perhaps
the thought
of several years
may
be
given to
the cross.
For I perceive
so
that
we have
the gall of bitterness.
I gave
and
Brandon
in the bond
a little
of
sheet
to go through, which
then
would be really good
and
for
said,
you guys
pray
to go through.
Ye
it's called
to the Lord
searching
for prayer and
revival.
None
of these things
which
all
you
these questions
come upon
and,
me.
I mean, we'll take maintenance on our car.
I don't know how it turned out,
but
like
systems,
he was
our,
saved.
You would do maintenance and keep things
unsaved. What about our spiritual
bodies?
And somebody I heard
if we don't do regular
maintenance
on it, we just
professing Christians
drift, and all of a sudden one day your steering wheel falls off.
And that's a work of the flesh.
We do maintenance on everything except our spiritual body.
Spiritual self,
personally, and then as a church.
But our focus should be
this,
on the Lord.
This thing
and all kinds of things happen.
Of repenting.
It's, in our
it's got to come from the heart.
Churches or whatever.
Did you know there's
lives,
a guy by the name of John
thing
Hyde.
You just watched
mentioned him before.
Great peace had they which loved
prayed
the law
in India.
And nothing
that
shall
his prayers were powerful.
Him.
And I might
the one guy that I mentioned
to,
that actually
to
I
you,
was
but he got started by being
as
offended.
An elder.
Oh, man.
Before
he just got on the ship to go to India to be somebody handed him a note and said they'd be praying for him to have
another brother with
the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon
him,
and he got mad, crumpled up, and threw it down.
Will you step down?
Then he got to thinking, well, maybe he might need something.
He
got it up and read it, and God convicted him.
I didn't go back to all my men.
And out of that brokenness
came
one of the greatest
prayer warriors
we've probably ever heard of.
You men should gather together regularly.
I was just talking to Brandon about this.
Matter of fact,
this is what I've done
on page 33
just
of this.
Pray
yeah,
Dan told me he
knows
the
author of this.
I'll try to work with him.
I guess he wrote other books,
oh,
but this one he didn't
put his name
and
he went
on.
Down
I didn't know
and
that.
Started on something else.
And
but I saw him later on, a few years later, and I met
he shared
him
about how
a hamburger place,
how he got straightened out.
When you said,
and
you were not
I don't
qualified.
Know if I should.
I mean, his own son rebuked us
going to this.
For doing that.
Let's see.
He said, "No, oh yeah."
There's
I
a
don't
reason.
Think I will at this time.
There's a reason God
anyway,
given us these
just
guidelines.
Powerful story.
My,
I have a lot.
But he had to first see himself.
Failure.
Job, really.
So
when he came to
let's see if
that
there's
he was
anything
vile.
In here.
Then God could really
on this area
do something
with this guy.
Him. Up to that time, he was really the most amazing
did he repent?
Guy in the world that was
I don't
walking
know.
With God. But then
but
when he
revival
said,
starts,
and later on he said, I abhor
right
myself.
God and getting ourselves
then he said, I
repent with
dust
repentance
and,
ashes.
And confession.
And
sometimes we
got to
be
desperate
until God put the heat
well,
on
out of our revivals,
the
evangelist
got invitations all over,
us.
But he wouldn't go anywhere.
The next reference
they
is 8:34.
Then they would have me go in, and that's how I got to traveling around a lot.
In 8:34,
desperate.
And when we were praying
in the church,
for revival, I was praying.
Answered
I was,
Philip
I knew,
and said,
I
pray thee,
something in my life.
Speaking of the prophet of himself or some other man
for several years,
Philip
but I hadn't
himself.
Actually,
the
I shouldn't
cross.
Do that one. That's the one.
And so
where
we
they
have
pray, where he means I beg
I
thee,
gave
or whatever. But let's go to 9
to go through. Which
now,
really good
chapter 9
for you guys to go through,
is
it's
where
our heart searching for prayer.
Saul of Tarsus.
Got all these questions.
It's been a few days in Tarsus.
I mean, we'll take maintenance on our car, we'll take maintenance on our air conditioning systems.
Lemonade,
you know,
several days.
We
them and keep things running, but what about our spiritual body? If we don't do regular maintenance,
the plane come along, well, I better
drift, and all
we would hitch rides
on
the airplanes in the Air Force
off.
If we went somewhere.
You could go around the world.
We do maintenance on everything except our spiritual.
But
I've
been
body,
on an assignment,
spiritual self, personally, and then as a
in
church,
the middle of the country,
whatever.
Trying to get my way back.
This
but
thing,
anyway, he's got saved now,
it's,
and he's gone through his experience.
Did you know
meeting Jesus?
By the name of John Hyde,
and
I mentioned him before.
There's a word there
in
940
that his prayers were powerful.
Let me go back over to it.
Read something about
that.
Him
I believe describes
you,
a lot of the way our prayer should be. 940,
before
but Peter put them all forth and kneeled
down
and prayed and turned into the body and said, Tabitha, arise.
Said
so here
for him
we have
basically
Dorcas
and
needs
the Holy
to be
Spirit upon him, and he
saved
got mad, crumpled up, and threw it
from
down.
Death. She died.
Then he got,
we got
to thinking, well, maybe
all
he
these
might
things
need
of prayer.
He got it up and read it.
I'll skip through
God,
but that is a
him
word
him.
That talks about
and
it's
out of
earnest.
That brokenness, then came one of
it
the
is
greatest
intense.
Prayer warriors we've.
So he just said,
of.
Go in and say, okay,
and
darkness, you can get up. No, he's
really
laying into prayer.
Matter of fact, on page 33,
he's really intense,
this,
and it's the same word that's used of Jesus praying in
I
the
guess
garden.
He wrote other books, but this and
sometimes
he didn't
we really need
on.
To get with it.
That.
Get with God.
And
tell him all about yourself.
So, he knows anyway.
I'm a rotten, vile guy. It's just,
he
know,
shared
I worry,
about how
I get angry. I got this passion.
How he got straightened out.
This and that. Just tell
and
God.
I don't know
pour
if
out
I
your
should,
heart. Then, but we need to make contact and get
this.
Good,
let's see.
Connected with God before we go on for others.
I don't think I
so
will
here
at this time.
But so that's what that means.
Anyway,
his earnest. He's
powerful,
really getting with it
story.
In prayer. And so
but he had to first see himself.
I think
Job
it was 9/11, was
when
it?
He came to see that he
where
was vile.
Mention, then God could really do something through
no,
him. Up to that
so
time,
he
had
was really the most amazing guy
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, behold, he
was
prayeth.
Walking with God.
Yeah, that was
when
with
he said,
Ananias.
I'm vile. Then later on,
behold,
he said, I
prayeth.
He
just
he
got
said,
saved. He just
realized
ashes. He's been off the track. He's
he
been
didn't
killing
know how
people
wicked
all
he
over
was
the place
until God
thinking
put the
he's serving God.
And sometimes he has to.
And then he meets Jesus. He tells him, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks and all of that.
The next reference
and then Ananias
34.
Lord, you sure you got this right?
You
want me to go see this guy? He's not nice.
At 8:34,
he said, behold,
and the
he
church
prayeth. So
answered
he's
Philip
praying.
And said, I pray
a
thee,
believer's
a
life should
out the prophet of himself
kick off at salvation to where we really pray.
Actually,
we begin.
That.
We have to learn a lot of things.
Use pray,
there's, I've got these six vital
thee,
signs
or whatever,
of a believer.
Let's go to 9:40.
Do you have them in your
now,
life?
To chapter
some
9,
degree,
pray,
is
where
which is your breathing.
Saul
and
Tarsus,
your word, that's your eating.
Man
should not live by bread alone.
And
then fellowship,
there
you need to be
Force
together with other Christians.
Had to sip
and then worship.
For several days.
These are vital signs of a believer. I talk to unsaved people that say they're a Christian, whatever. I go down through these things,
no.
And I said, okay, you don't do any of these things, but yet you expect when you die you're going to go to heaven and start doing all of them.
But
you can start praying, you can start
worshiping God.
You say you don't worship God now,
unless
country. You're on the golf course
trying to get my way back.
Too good. But anyway,
and,
he's
and
then you have a gift.
You minister your
gifts.
And he's
gone through his
we're
experience of meeting Jesus,
how God puts us
and,
together.
There's
got
a
different
word
gifts
there.
Sometimes we don't minister our gifts.
And
go back over to it.
That I believe
someone said real prayer comes
from
the lips
of way
those
our whose affection
be.
Is set on 940,
but Peter
on things
put
above.
Them all forth and
many
down
times
and
we don't get very far because we've got all our attention and all
so
our
attraction.
We have,
and if
somebody touches something of ours, some of our stuff, we get upset
from death.
The thing.
She died.
And
we
if
got,
you give it all to God,
all
like out of
prayer, with his pineapple story.
I'll skip two things.
Before he gave it to God,
he was really upset.
It's got a German shepherd.
It is
chase
intense.
The natives and everything, and you know,
so
he
just says
things
go
like he'd be a
say,
really
okay,
a good
Darkness,
missionary if it
went
for these natives.
No, he's really laying into
could you
prayer.
Be a really good missionary without
he's
your
really
relatives?
Intense, and it's the
but
same
it might be better.
Word that's used of Jesus praying
but
in
God
the
knows what we need.
Sometimes
and
we
no,
really
man.
Need to get with it. Get with God.
Anyway,
tell him all about
Zinzendorf.
Himself. He knows anyway. I'm all
you've heard of him. He
guy.
Said this, I have one passion. It is he.
I got this passion.
You know, and
I'm...
This
when
that,
Jesus
God,
is our primary passion,
heart,
it'll
then,
take care of a lot
but we
of
we need to
other
make
problems.
Contact to get good.
This guy that wrote this book says the Mohammed talks about
others.
Prayer is spoken with the lips.
But
second,
so that's what
thoughts
that means.
Of it's divine
earnest.
Things.
Really
the third, the soul
prayer.
Finds it hard to turn
so,
away from God.
I think
that's
it was 9/11.
But that should be for
it?
A Christian. We find it hard to turn away from God. Now, Acts chapter 10 is the next reference.
I'll move ahead.
Acts chapter 10.
And there's
behold, he prayeth.
Verse 2, 4, yeah, that was 9, the 30,
Ananias.
And 31.
Behold, he prayeth.
So we can cover a lot
got
in
saved.
This
he
one
just realized
chapter.
He's been off the track
and
killing
so
people
start off
all over
in Acts
the place,
chapter
thinking
10.
He's serving God. And then he meets Jesus.
See.
He tells him it's hard for you to
verse
kick
two.
Against the pricks and all of that.
Well, this is
and
Cornelius.
And then Ananias is
a centurion,
Lord,
verse 1.
Sure you get this right?
And
you
verse 2,
see this guy?
He's a devout man and one
nice.
That feared
but
God.
He said, behold,
with
he
all
prayed.
His house, so
which
he
gave
praying.
Much alms
a believer's
to the
life
people.
Should
and prayed to
kick
God
off at
always.
Salvation
verse
to where
4.
We really pray. We begin
and when he looked on him, he was afraid
there's,
and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers
do you have
and thine alms
in your life,
are
to
come
some
up
degree,
for a memorial
pray,
before God.
Which is your breathing.
So here is this guy praying.
And
he sees,
word,
he has a vision.
Eating. Man shall not
verse
3. Live by bread alone.
About
and then
the ninth
fellowship.
Hour,
you need to be together with other
appeared to him and said, your prayers
and then
have
worship.
Been answered.
Unsaved,
these are vital
Roman
signs of a believer.
Soldier,
I talk to unsaved prayers
people
have been answered.
Say they're Christian.
How many times
I go
when we are praying,
things,
no.
And I said, okay,
we should
you
do
don't
God,
do any of these things.
Be like John R. Rice.
You expect when you die, you're going to go
I heard
to
him preach
start
two
doing
times.
All of them.
He would have this.
You're going to start praying.
Lead me
to
some soul today.
You say you don't worship
dear
God
Lord,
now.
What to say?
Unless you're on the golf
millions
course.
Millions are lost in sin.
I can't remember the rest of the song he would sing.
And then
our life goes along
the path of our prayers.
Isn't it amazing? How God puts us
no
together.
Prayer, not much
we
prayer,
got
not praying
gifts.
About
sometimes
all the problems and whatever.
Life can
and,
be pretty
bumpy.
But it's like if we would
pray
real
to
those problems
from
the
lips of those
we're
going to
still have the bumps
of God on
God to give you some
on
softer
things
above.
Many times
do
we don't get
things.
Very far
some
because
of them drive
we've got
us
all
crazy.
Our
if
attention
we don't keep
all
our focus
our
on God
and
we're looking at this,
and if somebody touches something
so
of ours,
bad.
Some of our stuff,
give it
we
to
get
God.
Upset and everything.
Give it to God. Let
and,
Him carry
if you give it all to God, like out on
let's see if there's anything here.
Cornelius,
he
and
it
of course,
God.
Peter's going
to
get
really
it. He's up on the rooftop.
He's got a German shepherd
waiting for lunch.
Chase the natives
and this dream of this stuff coming down. And God's
going to
do
amazing
things
with this wild guy.
Could
Peter.
You be a really good missionary without your relatives?
It's in prayer.
But it might be better.
That he connects with God
but
and
God
God's
knows
will
what we
for
need.
The centurion. It's
and
in your
man.
Prayer and my prayer that
anyway,
God brings us into contact with people.
Zinzendorf,
the need the Lord.
You've heard of him.
He said this,
track,
I have one passion. It is he.
And if we can talk and get some conversation going,
when
Jesus you may be able to get farther along the road than you
care of a lot of
even imagine.
Problems.
Hospital waiting room.
This guy that wrote this book
place.
Says the Mohammedan talks about prayer is spoken with the lips.
To talk to people.
Second, thoughts
I mean,
on divine things.
Death
but third,
thing.
The soul
look
finds
the key
it hard
God
to turn away from God.
To share the gospel.
That's
look
the
for
Mohammed.
That key.
But that should be so, for a Christian. We find it hard.
Prayer
to
is a submission and a desire to know God and His will. And
Acts
so it's in prayer that we connect with God's will.
And
here's Peter.
Two,
he's praying.
Four,
he's up
nine,
on the,
30,
and God's giving him this
31.
Stuff about eating
so we
everything.
Can cover a lot
and he said,
in
not
this
so, Lord.
Never
chapter.
Had anything unclean and everything. And
so
God's just trying
Acts
to get him tuned
10.
Up to,
so if I can
you know, many
see.
Times we don't want to reach
verse
out
two.
To people that look really needy.
Well, this is Cornelius, the centurion, no. Verse 1.
But they're
and
looking
verse
really
two,
needy
is
just
about
like
man
a neon sign
that
I need. I have need.
And we don't
all
get our hands dirty,
which gave much
you know,
arms
we
to the
were
people,
with homeless people
and prayed
all the time,
to God
you know,
always,
lying
four.
To us and everything.
You just have to die
and when
yourself.
He looked on him,
and I've shared
he was afraid and said,
years
what
ago,
is it, Lord? And he said,
when I was in
a
mall
prayers,
up in Rapid City,
and this guy, you remember the kid that had the
motorcycle jacket
God.
And chains and everything?
So here's this guy praying.
Now
he
probably
have
he
a
has a vision.
Knows they're doing different
verse 3
things and whatever.
About the ninth
anyway,
hour,
God
this
said, go talk to him,
and he was just a
marshmallow. Your prayers have been answered.
Unsaved,
lost kid,
Roman,
saying I'm
soldier,
tough, I'm pretty tough, everybody
didn't
give him plenty of room.
Now many times
went
when we are praying,
Lord.
But we got
to
die to self,
be like John
and the
R.
power
Rice.
And the ability to
I
do
heard
that
him
will come
two times.
In proportion
he
to
would
our
have this
prayer.
Lead me to some
without
soul
me you
today.
Can do nothing
teach
and
me,
everything
Lord,
by prayer.
What to say.
We got these things
are lost
that we have to go through.
The rest of the psalm he would say.
But
we are commanded
goes along the path of our prayers.
42 was one
no
of those
prayer,
verses.
Not
in
prayer,
there. I think
not
there was
praying about
there
all
several
the problems
verses,
and whatever.
10:2 and 4
life can
and
be
9
bumpy,
was another
bumpy.
One on prayer.
But it's like if we
Peter
would pray up in the house
those
to
problems
pray,
and everything,
and then
we're
verse
still
30
have the bumps, but
was
God
another verse that mentioned
soft
prayer.
Shocks.
Cornelius said 4 days ago, I was fasting at this
some
hour.
Some of
my drivers
crazy.
And then 31.
If we don't keep our focus on God, we're looking at
this thing
like prayer is heard.
So
all these things are in
give it to God.
Out of prayer.
Give it to God. Let Him carry it.
Let's see if there's anything
might make
here
some
in Cornelius
about.
And of course, Peter's going to get in. He's up on the rooftop praying,
Peter,
waiting for lunch.
and has this dream of
God
this
had
stuff
to get
coming down,
up.
And God, because
God's
he's going to
do
an amazing thing
with
this wild guy,
anybody?
Peter. You know, that might be the very person
it's
that
in
you
prayer
need in your life.
That
I've,
he
I've been counseling a kid
God
out in
God's
another,
will for the
out in Indiana where
in
I preached,
prayer,
and
my
he talked to me after
that God brings
and,
us into contact
and the
with
one guy that confronted
that
him or whatever, I've decided that's the one guy he needs. That's the one guy he doesn't want.
And if we can
talk
and
get some conversation going,
because that guy
may be able to get farther along the
understood
road
him because he said, I was just like
hospital waiting rooms.
I understand him. So
place.
When he's trying to say,
especially
you know,
marry this girl until you get some things taken,
people.
He didn't like that.
How many are facing death? And
anyway, I won't
things.
Go
always
into
look
more
for
that,
the key that God will
commanded
give you
to reach out
to share
preach,
the gospel.
Pray.
Look for that key.
To reach out to people.
So,
prayer
now,
is a submission
really
and a desire to know God and his will.
And so it's in prayer that
let me
we connect with God's
will.
Here's Peter. He's praying. He's up on and God's giving him this stuff
when,
about
when they did
everything. And he said, not
when,
so, Lord.
When he did reach out to Cornelius and Cornelius and his household,
God's
and
just trying
saved,
to get
this
him
great
tuned
blessing
up.
Came once
to,
God could get Peter
you know,
tuned
many times
up.
We don't want to reach
and
out
by the
to
way,
people
this was
to
a
really
major
needy.
Thing because it reached out to us, you know. But
they're
having
a little hard time
really
getting
needy
past just reaching out to
a neon sign saying,
and God
need,
said,
hey,
I
love
more people too.
We don't want to get our hands dirty. No. You know, where we were.
And so sometimes the biggest problem
time, you know,
is
us lying to us and everything.
In whatever situation.
You just have to die
many times we're either,
I've shared this story
we're either part of the problem
ago,
or part of the solution.
When I was in the mall up in Rapid City,
so,
and this guy, you remember the kid that had the motorcycle jacket and chains and everything? Now
God
probably have
was
a
glorified
his nose. Doing
with this connection of the pagan.
And Peter,
anyway,
God,
and God was glorified.
Him,
and then the great adventure of reaching out to Gentiles.
Lost kid.
Saying,
I'm tough.
They took
tough
off. And
everybody
wildfire.
Gave him plenty of room.
And when Peter went back and told him about it,
Lord.
And I've got that in here.
But
we've
got to die to self.
To,
and the power
and, shared what
and the ability
said,
to do that will come in proportion to our prayer.
Jason, too.
Without me, you can do nothing. And everything by prayer, we've got these things. That we have
he
to go through.
He loves you.
There's nothing in us to love.
We are commanded.
We're made in the image of God, and Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
For,
and you have a duty to receive Christ as your Savior. If you do not do that, you'll die and burn in hell forever. Because he's offering Jesus Christ as a gift.
Peter,
what do you do
with
the gift?
Stop to pray. And then verse 30.
You know?
Was another verse that mentioned on prayer. Cornelius said 4 days ago,
you
I was fasting
it.
At this hour and in prayer.
You receive
and
it, or you reject it.
When Jesus Christ died on the cross
and, Cornelius,
and paid the price for your sins, you come
so
to God and you say,
in prayer,
and you don't get yourself better to receive this gift. You just get yourself worse if you try
might
to get
make
better.
Some comments about
it's not of works.
So we won't post.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm
Peter,
such a rotten, no guilt. I'm not worthy of you, but I by
God
faith
had to get
receive
him
you as my Savior.
Because he
it's easy.
To have a hang up. You have a hang up.
But the
anybody.
Devil says, do it tomorrow.
That might be the very person that you
and
need
before
in your
tomorrow
life.
Comes, you'll die and go into
a kid
eternity
out in another,
hell.
Out in Indiana
I got
where
stories
I preached
about
and,
that.
He
one
talked
too.
To me after I preached. And the one guy that confronted him or whatever, I've decided that's the one guy he needs.
Don't
that's
get placed
guy
to
he
the
doesn't
devil.
Want, but that's the one guy he needs.
Ephesians 4:27, neither get placed to the
understood
devil. That's
him because he
says,
I was just like him.
A home, an opportunity, a license.
So when he's trying to say,
prayer is
you know,
a good way to
this girl
get that taken
get
care of
or taken,
stop it from happening.
Anyway, I won't go into more of that.
Here's
but
the thing. Commanded
Peter,
to
God
reach out
to penetrate
preach,
his heart.
Pray,
and when God can get your heart,
people,
he can get your struggles.
You know, Peter really
all of your attention, the person you don't like.
And
he needs to get a hold of you.
Let me slip
because that's not the Holy Spirit working through you.
When they
okay,
did,
let's go to another reference.
When,
let's go over
to
chapter
11.
When he did
reach out to Cornelius,
and Cornelius
5.
And his household, they all get saved. There's great blessing.
So
came.
Peter
once
reports back
God
to Jerusalem,
Peter
and he
up.
Gives a story in 5. I
was by
in
the way, this
city
was
Joppa,
a major thing,
which
made
it beautiful.
Out to us.
They're having a little hard time getting past just reaching out
and
to
so,
Jews.
And God
Peter
said,
now
hey,
he has a different relationship
too.
With God. He's right in this area. Now he's got to go back and get things.
And so sometimes the biggest
problem with
is
them,
and
they recognize that God is
in
whatever
situation.
Thing.
Many times we're either part of the problem or
I have
part
a statement
of the
here.
Somebody
or
said,
both,
praise.
But.
So
and thanksgiving not only opens the
what
gates
happened?
Of heaven for me to approach God,
God
but also prepares a way for
with
God
this connection
to bless
of the
me.
Pagan and Peter. And so when you are praising God, the great adventure of reaching terrible situations, and this is a bad situation here, you guys need to keep praying.
Wildfire.
This.
And when Peter went back and told him about it,
guy burned
and I've got that in here.
Once you watch somebody die and go to hell,
and then he shared what
affected you. The reason I'm so crazy on this is because when I was in college, suicidal, thinking about killing myself, empty, miserable, going to church. And the pastor knew my name, and I was in all this, but nobody cared for my soul.
To love except that
we assume people are Christians. Ask for their testimony.
Your sins.
If they don't have a testimony
to receive Christ as your Savior, if you do not do that, you'll die and burn in hell forever.
And I do this a lot.
Because he's offering Jesus Christ as a gift.
How that happened.
And what do you do with a gift?
Oh, well, our family was in the Presbyterian Church for about 400 years, and I've heard this many times.
You receive it.
My grandpa,
you receive it.
My uncle was a Methodist
preacher. Christ died on the cross and paid the price for your sins, you come to God.
What about you? What's that got to do with you getting saved?
You don't get yourself better.
I was baptized as a baby or whatever. They don't have a testimony. If you're a believer, you should have a testimony of being born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you should use it.
I've
shared mine dozens of times with people who didn't want to hear nothing.
It's easy.
I said, can I tell you a story?
But the devil says, do it tomorrow.
About something that happened to me. I was surprised. I thought I was already a Christian.
Before tomorrow comes, you'll die and go into eternity in hell.
Rejoice in the Lord.
I got stories about that one too.
They're rejoicing, they're praising God, they're rejoicing in the Lord, and God says that we're to do it all the time.
Don't get placed
in the devil. So whatever breaks
devil.
Your joy, whatever gets you to complain or growling or whatever, you need to come back and focus on the Lord.
Position,
because we're to rejoice in the Lord always. And also in that passage where it says, moderation, let your moderation be known unto all men. That means that it's basically...
Be sweetly content.
Peter. God had to penetrate his heart.
How can I be content with a relative like I've got?
How can I be content where I work?
You're only content when your focus is
on the Lord.
He needs to
get to work for the Lord.
Because that's not
you
the Holy Spirit
mommy's taking care of all these dirty diapers and all the stuff to go
to.
That.
You have
okay,
to
let's go to another reference.
Doing this for the
let's
Lord.
Go over to chapter 11.
Or you'll go crazy.
And verse 5.
Just keep your focus on the Lord all the time.
So Peter reports back to Jerusalem.
Peace, whose mind is
and he gives
thee.
A story in 5 verses. I was in this city
and
of Joppa,
actually that
which
word
beautiful.
Has to do with gentleness. Three times it's used for the word gentle and one time for patience.
And so...
And so
Peter,
that would help us from violating Titus 3, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers,
contentious,
and then to be gentle, there's the word, to an all meekness.
All right,
I may be getting off Peter a little bit,
but
it was really a stretch for Peter,
and
God
thanksgiving
knows how to stretch
not only opens the gates
you know
of
what he's
heaven
doing
for
when
me
he's stretching
to approach
you?
God, but also prepares a way
you go
for
to Psalms
God
4.
To bless me.
And so when
David basically said,
God,
as God stretched him,
he
made more capacity
here,
for himself in the heart of David.
For this.
So he puts us through these things.
You watch a guy burn
you know,
to death.
We got a
once
relative
you, once
that's
you
just
watch
gonna
somebody die and go to hell.
Whenever we get to
the
thing at
it'll
work.
Affect you.
The reason I'm so
we
crazy
get to focusing
on, this
on the
problem when I was in college, suicidal, thinking about killing
whatever,
myself, empty, miserable, going to church,
and shrivel up spiritually.
And the pastor knew my name, and I was in all this, but nobody cared for my soul.
Just amazing things that
ask
one
for
of
their
the stories here.
If they don't have a testimony,
I was going to read it. I just remember it.
That's one of the
that
keys.
This they're fixing the
oh,
and they
and
call
I do
them
this a lot.
Vicar,
Christian,
vicar
okay, tell me
over there
how
in England.
That happened.
Whatever.
Oh
here,
well, our
family
pastor.
Was
actually,
in the Presbyterian
not a title
church
about 400 years
and.
You know, I've heard this many times.
But anyway,
my grandpa,
just before the church
uncle
service,
was
one guy
Methodist
comes
preacher.
To the pastor, and another man's there.
Well,
said, would you pray for my son?
What about you? What's that guy
said?
To
well,
do
we
you
can pray
for you.
So they did. They got down and
oh,
prayed
well,
for
I was
this
baptized
kid.
As a baby and whatever. They
that
don't
even
have a
the
testimony.
Kid, for some strange
you're
reason,
a believer, you should
come
have
out
a testimony of
all the stuff he was in, come to church, and got saved.
Use it.
I've shared
there was an army
dozens
that
saw
that
people
happen.
Didn't want to hear nothing.
And he came back to the pastor
story?
And he said, I saw what happened.
Something happened to me.
What if we
I was
would
surprised.
Do that
I thought I was already a Christian
for the worst
when I got saved.
Man
wow.
in this town.
Things changed.
Rejoice
the
in the
said,
Lord.
Okay.
So the pastor went off looking
they're
for the
rejoicing,
worst
they're praising
man
God,
in the
they're
village.
Rejoicing in the Lord, and God says that
he went to this one guy, he said, who's the worst
so whatever
guy in
breaks
town.
Your joy, whatever
get and, you to complain or growling or
he
whatever.
Said, well, he's down
you
the street
to
from
come
that
back
house.
And focus on
he
the
went
Lord.
Down the street to that
because
house, knocked on the door,
in the Lord
and they invited him in and said,
and
I'm looking for the worst guy in town, and they told me you're in.
Be known unto all men.
And the guy said, I'm not the worst guy in town, but you let me know who told you that, and I'll go take care of them.
How can I be content
with a worst guy
like that
down the end of the road in that
house? Be content where I work?
And so he went down there.
You're only content.
Knocked on the door, said, I'm looking for the worst man in town.
Go to work for the Lord.
And the guy said,
taking care of all
that's
these
me.
Dirty diapers and all this stuff.
My wife and I have spent everything we've got that's
Lord.
Of any value on liquor and everything. I just told my
just
wife I'm at the end.
Focus on the Lord.
I'm going to go drown myself.
That would keep him perfect peace whose mind is
led him to the Lord, became a very
verses.
Godly
and
man.
And actually that
in that town
has to do with gentleness.
Are you willing to take on this challenge of the adventure of prayer, of dealing
so that would help us from
violating Titus
3.
And let him be saying,
"Ye will have no man
drag you down into the ground and weigh you down to where you're bitter, you're anxious, you're worried about this and that. Give it to God.
Let him take care." But it was really a stretch.
So this is
the
thing.
God knows how to
these references are going through. Let me.
You know what he's doing when he's stretching you? You go to Psalms 4.
Get whatever breaks your joy.
David basically said,
as
God stretched him, he made more capacity for himself.
You can't. Somebody said, you really can't approach God.
So he puts us through these things.
When you're bitter and you're angry, you're all puffed up and whatever.
A relative that's just going to drive us
crazy. This was a stretch for Peter going through that.
But God had
but
to tune him
to
up.
But we get to focusing on the problem
Peter's
or focusing on the
relative or focus on whatever.
So I guess he finally made it.
And we shrivel up.
One thing, I didn't like my children
but if we go to God, God's going
to if they wanted to have a visit from Dad, let me hear him
just
fighting
amazing
in there.
Things.
That's
it.
Same way with
one
the Lord.
The stories here,
I don't think he likes
I was
going to
read
it.
Stuff.
I just remember
that this, they're fixing to, and they called him,
you know what
Viker
happens?
Or vicar over there in
our
relationships as
whatever.
Christians.
Two
over
things.
Here they'll call him pastor. Actually, pastor's
if
not a title.
If things are not right
it's
between
it's
me and
a
brother or sister or whatever.
You get your
one thing is Ephesians 4:30.
I
just
before the church
Spirit.
Service, this one guy
another
comes
thing
to the pastor and
is
another
I
man's
quenched
there.
The Holy Spirit.
Said, would you pray for my son?
So we can't afford, so we
said,
block
well,
off
we can
the power of God to
so
work.
So they did. They got down
one of the
and
problem
prayed
with
this kid.
The, in our country,
that
really,
the kid
is
for some
the enemy is coming in like John R. Stott.
All the stuff he was in, come to church and got
apologist
saved.
Told me years ago and had lunch with him.
There
he
was
said,
an
Christianity
army
had been like a huge
happen.
Tidal wave. I told you this.
And he came
but
back
if
to
Christianity
the pastor,
ever lost
he said,
its power and its flavor, this tidal wave
what if
is coming
we would
now.
Do that
for the
and
worst
man in this town.
But we have
said,
lost
okay.
it a little bit.
So the pastor went
bit,
off
by compromising
for the worst man in the
and
village.
Not following and not praying and all these
he went
things.
To this
and then
one
we
guy,
become
he
entertainment
said,
centers in our churches.
In
we do everything but pray. And everything and we do should come out of prayer.
He said, well, he's down
so
the street.
So what
did
I say? The
he
secret
down
of all failure is failure in prayer.
And they invited
the
him in and said, I'm looking for the worst guy in town. And they told me, you're it.
Okay.
And the guy said, I'm not the worst guy
that
in town,
great adventure
but
of Peter
let me know who told you that,
out,
and I'll go take care of them.
And
but the worst guy
us,
was down the end of the road in that house. And so he went down there, knocked on the door, said, I'm looking for the worst man
adventures.
In town. And the guy said,
I the church
that's
a year
me.
Ago. That's, this became an adventure. I'm
my
very
wife
grateful.
And I have spent everything we've got that's of any value on liquor and everything. I just told my wife I'm at
almost,
the end.
I think I've given
gonna
almost
go drown myself.
45 to 50 messages.
Led him to the
amazing.
Lord became a very godly
it's an adventure.
When
you walk away
town.
From three quarters
you
of your income because the church gave us a housing allowance
of the adventure of prayer of dealing things
walk away.
About things
God
with
sufficient.
Prayer.
And letting these things,
God
don't let these things
you
drag
the
you down into the ground and weigh you down
week,
to where you're bitter, you're anxious, you're
worried about this.
All but
that.
A few dollars would
God.
Probably finish
let
that up. We got a whole case of something.
So this is a thing.
It's a good deal.
These references are going through. Let me see if there's anything.
Last time you got a case, I said, wow, you should have got two
whatever
cases.
Breaks
now
your joy.
We got two cases.
You got a wrong focus.
But anyway,
God's good.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Somebody
in here.
Said you really can't approach God.
Get my eyes to focus.
Do we really pray?
You're all puffed up.
Do
whatever.
We really pray?
And I'm over to the 14th reference, Acts 12, 12. I don't know where you're at.
You know, Peter's continually doing
Acts
things.
Acts 12, 12.
So I guess he
getting
finally
old.
Made it.
Eyesight's
getting
one thing. I
didn't
bad.
Like my children fighting.
Dying like this one preacher I was with in Victoria, he said we died piece by piece.
That's same way with the Lord.
I identify
I
with that.
That
this doesn't work anymore, and that doesn't work very well.
And when he had considered the thing, you know, he came happens? To the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered
right between me and
praying
brother,
together. This is a good one. Where's Peter? Well, he's in trouble again.
I grieve the Holy Spirit.
You know, he's in jail.
Another
he's on death row.
Is I
and things
the
look
Spirit.
Impossible. And there's some
so
really good things in this
so
lesson.
Off the power
have you
of God
ever
work?
Had a need that was just impossible?
The,
it seemed
in our
impossible.
Country, really, is
got
the
it?
Enemy
yeah.
is coming in like John R. Stott.
You know, the one time we had to get surgery on John, I told you this, and we needed $5,000.
Christianity had been like a huge
and we already didn't have enough money to buy a loaf of bread.
Its power and its flavor, this tidal wave is
and it just looked impossible. We had the appointment.
It's overcoming us.
And what happened?
But
we canceled the appointment.
A little bit by little
we
bit.
We were just
going to
trust God. With this
and
eye
not
surgery.
Following and not praying and all these
the
things.
The next day,
and then we become
I
entertainment
found a cashier's
centers in our
check.
Churches. We do everything but pray.
For
and everything we do should come out of prayer.
So
it's
what
almost
is,
like
what
God
said,
I know you
need
$5,000 for the doctor, but I know you'll be back for
prayer,
money for gas and food
success,
and going on the trip to go up there and everything. So
I got you covered ahead of time.
Okay.
It's just
that
a
great
miracle.
Adventure of Peter. It went out.
And the adventure of prayer takes you into
the
us,
area
even.
Of miracles, but the devil's going to try to get you focused on yourself and get your focus off of prayer.
We all need prayer, and we're all needy. If you're
really
not
grateful.
Needy, you can leave.
Just, I mean,
because
God's
this bunch,
me to preach
our one qualification for being together is we're all
almost,
needy.
I think I've given almost
and I'm the most needy.
45 to 50 messages.
God has a sense
just
of humor.
Amazing.
To
it's
come
an
along
adventure.
And say he wants me to
and
preach.
You walk away. I tried arguing. No.
Three quarters
I can't
of
get
your income
stuff.
Church gave us in. How's
I do memorize something?
I forgot it within 10 minutes.
Walk away.
You know,
God
I can't do
sufficient.
Nothing. And he says, "You're perfect.
God is sufficient.
I need
thank
a
you
nothing.
For the offering we got.
Nobody. Yeah, that's
last
me.
Week,
and I can't speak in a group
of
two.
Back to the store.
Yes, all but a few dollars. We probably finished that up.
We
got a whole case
too
good when we think a lot of ourselves.
It's a good deal.
Go to Romans on that, on how we're to think of ourselves. You think
last
of
time
so
you got a case.
Yourself.
Wow. You got
so here
cases.
Is some
now
things here.
Cases.
Let's see if there's anything here. But anyway,
let me ask you a question.
I'm God glad you're going to ask this
let's
question.
Let's see if there's anything
were
else
they praying in faith?
If I can get my eyes
careful.
Open. Do we really pray?
Were they praying
we really
in faith?
Pray?
I'm over to
good
the
question.
14th reference.
Because Peter had
12,
a harder time
12.
Getting into the prayer meeting.
Right.
Then he did
Acts
out of prison.
12.
Getting out of prison. Piece
you know,
of cake. Getting into this prayer meeting.
Rad.
You know, I mean, I have to.
Dying like this one preacher I was with.
You
Victoria,
get his cell phone
he
out.
Said, piece by
hey, I'm at the door out here.
Rhoda's
running around there. And you think she's nuts.
Anymore,
you're saying she's mad.
Well.
Would you open the door and let me into the
and
prayer
when he
meeting?
Had considered the thing he came
what,
to
you're
the house
busy praying to get me out
of
jail?
Whose surname was ooh, Mark. There
just
many
like us
were gathered
sometimes.
We're just like
together.
This.
This is a good one.
Okay, the
where's
secret
Peter?
Of failure
well, he's in
is that we
again.
Don't see God as bigger than
you
the
know,
problem.
He's in jail. He's on death row.
So,
and things
Luther
look
saw God.
Impossible. And there's
Hudson
some really
Taylor
good
saw
things
God.
In this lesson.
Edward saw God.
Have you
Wesley
ever
saw
had
God.
A need that
and
was just
all these
impossible.
Were just regular people.
It seemed impossible.
I would give $100, yeah. Which would get me to give $100.
You know, the one time
if
we
I could have surgery on John,
I told you this, and we needed $5,000.
Wesley Du, he followed along in the path of Hudson
money
Taylor.
To buy a loaf of bread
for the China Indian Mission. Then it became the
and
OMF.
It just looked impossible. We had the appointment.
Man, he prayed a prayer for me. I just, I wished I had that. Recorded.
We canceled the appointment.
Get people
we
to
were
pray
just
for you.
Going to trust God.
Get them
with this
to pray
surgery.
A blessing on you. Lord,
the
would
next
you bless
day,
everybody
I
here.
Found a cashier.
Father, church. Let the Holy Spirit just work
for
in our hearts.
$5,150.
Bring down the blessing.
It's almost
one
like
of the
God
things
said,
I have
you
to listen to my Bible
for the doctor,
was
but I know you'll
when
be back
I preach
for money
to secure God's blessing.
On the
otherwise,
you
just have a
meeting.
I got you covered ahead of time.
Someone we sang three songs and
it's just
boring
a
announcements
and all this, and we go on our way. No, we should
encounter
God.
Prayer takes you into
when we pray when we meet together.
Miracles, but the devil's going
so
to try
so the secret of failure
get you focused on yourself and
is
get
don't
your focus
right.
off
we don't believe
of
God.
Prayer.
We all need prayer, and we're all needy. If you're not needy, you can leave. Because
here's
this
what
bunch,
I see in this situation.
Our one qualification for
they
being
had
together
more power
is we're all
in
needy.
Their little faith
and I'm
than
the
they
most
realized.
Needy.
God has a sense
and there's
of
a key principle in this to come along
that you
and
say
he wants me to preach.
And I try to argue.
Get off
no,
track
no, no, no,
real
no, no, no.
easy.
I can't get this Greek stuff.
But they had more power in their prayer. They got him out.
It within 10 minutes.
You know, they got him out of jail.
I can't do nothing.
And it says that if you look in 15 and 16, that they were astonished.
that
their prayers were answered.
And I can't speak in a group of two.
I believe they were praying in faith because it got them out.
Wonderful. You'll do.
You know, sometimes
we
don't
more
do
power
when we think a lot of ourselves.
You realize in your prayers.
Like when I was in Wyoming,
neighbor
ran a rock quarry and he got to where he asked me if I'd help
him
out there
working
with the dynamite guy. Then I'd run those
here.
Huge haulers.
And
one time I got to get on the D9 cat, just huge.
Were they praying in faith?
Go through this building like it wasn't even here.
Careful.
But one day I'm at Sunday afternoon, I hear this big boom.
Good question.
Because Peter had a harder time getting into the prayer meeting.
I was working with the
dynamite
guy. Then he did.
There wasn't an explosion.
Getting out of prison. Piece of cake. Getting into
this
prayer meeting.
And what had happened is they had found some dynamite that had
his cell phone out.
Hey, I'm at the door out here.
And they set it off.
Rhoda's running around there. You think she's nuts.
It blew in the door, caved in the doors.
You open the door, let me into the prayer meeting.
Their big shop. You know.
But you're busy praying to get me out of jail.
There's more power in prayer than you realize.
They're just like
there
us
is.
Sometimes.
And they
we're just like
tied
them.
Into this. They didn't
okay, the
they
secret of failure
power
is that we don't
jail.
See God as bigger than
so
the
where many were gathered together praying.
So,
I mean, they are really
Luther saw
putting
God,
the prayer on.
Hudson Taylor
do we
saw
really
God.
Pray?
Edward saw God. Wesley
really
saw
pray?
God. And all these are just regular people. I would give $100.
The intensity
to
of prayer.
$100 like this. If
prayer
I could
is
have
not
the
measured
prayer
by time,
Wesley
but by intensity.
That's what I wanted to say a while ago. Wesley do. He followed along in the path of Hudson Taylor.
Maybe they only prayed
the
10 minutes.
Inland Mission. Then it became the OMF.
They prayed days, whatever.
But anyway, it's the intensity of prayer that really will get God moving. The answer of prayer.
People to pray for you.
And here's the key thing on this whole thing.
Blessing on you. Lord,
and you don't miss this one. If you're asleep, wake up.
Father, let the Holy Spirit just work in our hearts.
That Sunday night, I looked out and saw three men asleep. One of the things I have in the list in my Bible was
when I preached to secure God's blessing. Otherwise, we
I'd like to take
meeting.
A nap too.
We got another boring
right.
sermon. We've sang three songs and listened.
Let
boring
the conviction fall.
And all this, and we go on our way. No, we should encounter
the
God.
The answer
when we pray
of
when
prayer
we meet together.
So the secret
was
of failure.
But here's what happens:
is we don't pray right. We don't.
The answer of prayer. they were praying in faith. Was that they had maybe figured out how God was going to do it.
Here's what I see.
But this is the key, because God answered in a way they did not expect.
In their little faith,
it surprised
them.
And
they realized.
And when you go to pray,
there's a key
principle
in this, how he wants.
That you and I can
miss. We're telling
and God,
would
you straighten out my this and that.
They had more power in their prayer.
They got him out.
You tell
you know,
the God,
they got him out of
like
jail.
Mary,
no wine.
And it says that
no wine, 15, 16,
that
they were
astonished. That their prayers
many times
were
do we
answered.
Drive ourselves nuts?
I believe they were praying in faith because it
I've told
got
you this
out.
Story. I call it the burrito you know? Story.
Sometimes there's more power.
We're going down the highway.
I'm going
to speak at a retreat in Louisiana.
Like when I was in Wyoming.
And neighbor ran a rock quarry. And he got
Mina's
he
down the road in western
there,
Arkansas. Okay, we'll pull in there to Walmart, get a loaf of bread, and get some sandwich
one time
meat.
I got to get on
some mustard and put it on and feed the kids. I'm figuring this out in my mind, and God is sad. But
feed
one
your
day
family,
I'm
you
Sunday
cheapskate.
Afternoon,
I
hear
this
beat
in my spirit.
Boom!
Call me a cheapskate.
Oh, I thought, what happened? There wasn't
loaf of bread.
I was working for the dynamite.
Yeah. There wasn't.
And we happened to be a Mexican restaurant right there. I said, my
so
son
I
John,
went out there,
Josh, I said, and take
what
a left.
Happened is they had
we
found
went around
some
the block, come in there,
exploded.
Went in there, and had a nice Mexican.
And they
meal.
Set it off. And it was more
I'm
than they figured.
Feeding the family.
And it blew in the door, caved in the doors on
the
meal. The
lady came out,
said, you know.
The boss said to feed
there's
your
more
family.
Power in prayer than
he
you
never.
Realize.
We never saw him do that.
There is.
Then I had the kids
tied into
him
up.
They didn't
realize
they
had
enough power
song.
To get him out of jail.
So where
we
many
can be
were gathered together praying. I mean, they
I
are really
born
putting
to be
the
one.
Prayer on.
Do we really pray?
Generosity
really
sometimes
pray?
Will break down barriers when we pray and God wants us to give up some time
the
or some
intensity
money or
of prayer
in a way that's unusual.
Prayer is not measured
whatever.
By time,
sometimes
but by
barriers
intensity.
Are broken down.
That's what I wanted to say a while ago. Just to extend yourself beyond
maybe they only pray
what
10
is
minutes.
Normal.
You don't know how long they pray.
And
pray
this is God.
Whatever.
Jesus
but anyway,
did
it's
that
the intensity
for
us. Of prayer
he extended
really
himself down
get
to
God
us
moving.
To reach
the answer
us.
Of prayer.
You know, why would he want to save us? We're a mess.
And here's the key
but
thing
if you get
on
saved,
this whole
you're
thing.
His mess. And you don't miss this one. If you're asleep, wake up.
You can try to straighten me out if you want.
Everybody asleep?
So that together they were in one place, they were in one purpose, they were one mind, they were all of one accord.
I was envious.
But they didn't know how God was going to answer that prayer.
I'd like to take a nap too.
Let me do one more maybe.
All right.
Then we could break.
This
is 13:3. The answer
13:3
of prayer.
And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas, and Saul for the work
wherein
I called them.
And when they had fasted and prayed,
laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
That they had maybe figured out how
secret of failure is what? Failing in
prayer. But this is the key, because God answered in a way they did not expect.
On sending these guys out.
It surprised them.
That's the way they did it. Everything they did, I see in the book of Acts, they come out of prayer.
We're
they prayed about everything
God,
together.
Not my
and so the Holy Spirit led them
to
pray
what,
what he wanted to do.
You
then
tell
the
God,
Holy Spirit
just
sent
like
them
Mary,
out.
No
look
wine,
verse 4.
Went to Jesus, have no
so
wine,
they being sent forth
away,
by the Holy Ghost departed unto Solution. And they went on. So the Holy Spirit was
nuts,
doing this.
Trying to do it.
I think this was in the book of Acts.
I told you this story. I called it the burrito story.
I can't remember for sure, but the Holy Ghost is mentioned.
We're going down the highway. I'm going to speak at a retreat in Louisiana.
I can't even remember the New Testament.
Spirit 17
Mina's
times.
Down the road
could
in Western
Acts,
Arkansas.
I can't remember.
Pull in there.
Lord,
to 102
Walmart, times.
Get a loaf of bread and get some
Jesus
sandwich meat.
Seven times. Christ 30 times.
God
159 times.
I'm figuring 416
references
said,
to deity.
And I can't remember if this is just the book of Acts or if
I mean,
it's the whole New Testament.
Spirit.
But these, so God was involved in all they did
loaf
through
of
prayer.
Bread.
He's involved.
Yeah.
They're going to
and
him.
We happen to be a Mexican restaurant right there.
Them.
I said, my son John, Josh, I said,
then
take a
five,
left.
They went out and
we
preached the word.
We went around the block, come in there, went in there and had a nice
be witnesses
Mexican
unto
meal.
Me, the Lord said in
I'm
Acts 1:8. That's
Lord,
a verb.
Like you said.
Be.
Yeah. It's when it came time for the meal, the lady came out and said.
That's what a verb is, isn't it?
The boss said to feed
anyway,
your family.
So they're to be witnesses. They're going out. And there was fasting.
Then I had to
sometimes
bring,
we need to
come
fast.
Up and they sang him the grateful song.
I probably fasted more back in revival days than I do now.
We can be
but
a
that's one of the things sometimes Jesus said at one point this one doesn't come out except through prayer and fasting.
Generosity sometimes will break down barriers.
Someone said prayer is an irksome
pray
duty.
And God wants us to give up some time or some money
prayer
or something.
Is
in
not
a way that's
an irksome duty.
Whatever,
sometimes but a joy and power to which there is no limit.
Just
and we go to Hebrews
4:16.
The word of God is powerful. And
what is normal?
We go into all these things,
and this is God.
Okay,
Jesus
6-12. There's
us.
Opposition, which usually
down
happens
to us to reach us.
The devil opposes.
No, why would you want to say
our approach to God
us.
In prayer? And
but if you get saved,
and
his
does all he can to prevent the
I'm
prayer of
so
faith,
you can try to straighten
then if we do get through with it, then
so
he's
that
together
come along
they were in one place,
they were in one purpose,
and tried
they were
to
one
be
mind,
messing
they were
up
all
things.
In one accord.
That was just the way it was.
But they didn't know how God.
Ever
was
since the Garden of Eden, it's just been
prayer.
God moves, the devil moves, and God
more,
keeps
maybe.
Moving forward and blessing, the devil
break.
Keeps blasting, and
this,
God lets him do it. He's just a tool. So to get a someone said to get
the Lord
a
and fasted the Holy Ghost.
We need to get a realization of the glory of God's power and the
fasted
and the presence of God before offering
them,
up our petitions.
Secret
and he said if there were no
what?
Devil,
failing
there
in
would
prayer,
be no difficulty.
Success is praying.
But God
so
allows
the
difficulty
on sending
for us to
these
be
guys out.
The devil. And
that's
so,
the way they did it. Everything they did,
Satan
I
opposes
see in the book
prayer.
Of Acts,
by the way, when
prayer.
We were working in
they
revival
about
ministry,
everything.
Me and some
together.
Of my buddies, we learned
so
to know
Holy
we
Spirit
were really on track by the amount
pray,
of opposition and junk that was strong
then
in.
Then the Holy Spirit intercessor
sent them out.
His family really got banged
so
up.
So they well, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed.
Push on.
We're going to
fix bayonets.
So the Holy Spirit was doing this.
I think this is the book of Acts.
He will flee.
Let's
not,
pray. I'm going to stop
I can't remember
there.
For sure, but the Holy
Heavenly
Ghost
Father,
is mentioned like 41
we've
times.
We've gone through some things.
Maybe this is a whole.
It's sort of
I
rough.
Can't even remember the
I
New
would
Testament.
Apologize, but
Spirit
I think 17 that you
times
gave me these things.
Could have been Acts. I can't
and
even remember.
I'm weak.
Lord,
can
deliver
times.
Maybe in
Jesus
a real great way. But it's your
times,
word,
Christ,
and these
times,
principles,
God, 159
and the
times,
stories and illustrations that are bring
to deity.
Maybe conviction.
I can't remember
on our
if this
weakness,
is just the book of Acts or
in our need and where we've.
You know,
but these
it doesn't do us much
so
good.
God
if we
was involved in
keep
all they did through prayer.
He's
and
involved.
So they're going to him.
We fix
and he's
everything.
Leading them
sometimes, except ourselves or our churches.
Then five.
So
they
I
went
pray
out and
for the anointing
word.
Of the Holy Spirit
to
continue on in our hearts.
Be witnesses
to help
unto
us
me to do the right
thing.
The
Lord thing. Said in Acts 1:8, that's a verb. Pride to deal with whatever issue you have dealt with us about. Well, thank you.
That's what a verb is, isn't it?
Anyway, so they're to be witnesses. They're going out. And there is fasting. Sometimes we need to fast on it. I probably fasted more back in revival days than I do now. But that's one of the things sometimes Jesus said at one point, this part doesn't come out except through prayer and fasting with his disciples. Someone said prayer is an irksome duty. Prayer is not an irksome duty, but a joy and power to which there is no limit. And we go to Hebrews 4:16, because the word of God is powerful, and we go into all these things. Okay. 6 through 12, there's opposition, which usually happens. The devil opposes our approach to God in prayer and does all he can to prevent the prayer of faith. Then if we do get through with it, then he's going to come along afterwards and try to be messing up things. That was just the way it was ever since the Garden of Eden. It's just been God moves, the devil moves. And God keeps moving forward and blessing, the devil keeps blasting. And God lets him do it. He's just a tool. So we need to get a realization of the glory of God's power and the presence of God before offering up our petitions. And he said if there were no devil, there would be no difficulty. But God allows the difficulty for us to beat the devil. And so Satan opposes prayer. By the way, when we were working in revival ministry, me and some of my buddies, we learned to know we were really on track by the amount of opposition and junk that was thrown in, especially my intercessor friend. His family really got banged. Oh, well, we're on the track. We're going to push on. We're going to fix bayonets and charge. Resist the devil. He will flee. Let's pray. I'm going to stop there. Heavenly Father, we've gone through some things, and it's sort of rough. I would apologize, but I think that you gave me these things, and I'm weak and can't deliver maybe in a real great way. But it's your word and these principles and the stories and illustrations that will bring maybe conviction on our weakness and our need and where we've, you know, it doesn't do us much good if we have a flat tire to keep driving. And so we fix everything sometimes except ourselves or our churches. So I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to continue on in our hearts to help us to do the right thing, to deal with our pride, to deal with whatever issue you have dealt with us about. Well, thank you now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.